Hello, everyone. I'm Vitaly. I'm from Red Hat, and I normally work on things like wider KVM. You can meet me in the Linux kernel and other mostly like lower-level projects. And for the last couple of years, I'm involved in making sure Linux runs well on confidential VMs. So I'd like to continue discussing the topic which Annie has started. And basically, I want to have like a more generic talk on why we still have some trust issues when we use confidential VMs and are these issues going away anytime soon. So going to the basics, like what is a confidential VM? What's the main promise of the confidential VM? Why would you be interested? The main promise is that it gives you data confidentiality, right? So nobody but you as the owner of this VM, no matter where it runs, can get to the data which this VM has or processes or does something, right? So that's the main difference. And where can you get these VMs? Well, becoming pretty ubiquitous. And over the last year, we've seen that some like cloud providers, like for example, Google, they just moved to like general availability back in fall, I think like October, November, both with CVSNP and TDX. Azure was doing CVSNP for quite a while. They have TDX, Intel TDX, and like public preview. I hope we are going to see it in GA soon. And in AWS, you can get CVSNP feature enablement for certain instance types, also like in GA. So at least it's like major hyperscalers support this already. Then the question is like, can you run it on premise? Because for quite a while, it was kind of interesting because you look at the patches and they're still being like discussed upstream something, but then you go to a cloud and like, oh, we are KVM based and we already run confidential VMs. Like, how do you guys do that without the upstream enablement? Anyway, so last year we finally got patches for CVSNP landed in like KVM, KEMU, I guess like Libvirt and OVMF. So basically you don't need to do anything. You can take upstream bits and run CVSNP VMs now. Intel TDX is a long story because that's how it's done. It's coming. I guess that we will finally have KVM enablement in the next upstream kernel, and KEMU will land shortly after. For now, there is an effort in CentOS. There is a CentOS SIG, which builds these not yet fully upstream bits. So if you are interested in running Intel TDX on-premise, check out this SIG. One particularly hard part of TDX enablement is that you need to have this like decap enclave